Welcome back. So I know it's been a long time since I've just like talked about stuff on my podcast, like random rambles, you know. So this is just gonna be like a life lately episode because I have not been posting as much as I should, because I don't want to like die off, especially since I just started a YouTube channel. I don't want my podcast to die, but I will start by talking about my YouTube channel because it is absolutely wild. So I am over 100 subscribers already. I am at 105, I think. Also, sorry for background noise. My siblings are always loud right when I start recording, so that's fun. I have over 25,000 in the past 28 days, but over 30,000 views. And it took me 4 years to get to 25,000 on my podcast. And just a couple months, and I'm already at 30,000, which is wild. My most viewed short was with my friends. You should go check out my YouTube channel if you can. I have a lot of crazy stuff with my friends. And it has over 5,000 views, which is a lot. And overall, like, watch hours, let me see. Yeah, they're playing Hogwarts Legacy right now, so they're being loud. 139 watch hours, which, that's a lot. yeah, it's just wild. It's crazy. I don't really have that consistent of a posting schedule, but, you know, I make stuff whenever I feel like it. I try to have at least one video a week and a couple shorts every day, but that's not really, it's not really happening like that, but, you know, it's fine. But, yeah, I've been playing a lot of guitar lately since I got, I don't know if I've talked about it, but I got a guitar from my uncle. I'm not sure if I talked about it, but yeah, it's missing a string, but I still play it anyway. I went and saw the new Hunger Games movie, and it is absolutely amazing. Stuck so much to the book, amazing acting, super intense, but so well made. It literally made, I felt like I was gonna cry just because it was so well made. Let me grab my guitar really quick. I think I hit it on something. It might be out of tune now. It sounds okay, but yeah, it's missing the highest string. Yeah, but what I'm gonna play something that I'm working on, but I don't know, is it the second one? It buzzes really bad because all I'm using is a pin and some hair ties as a capo, so I'm not sure if that's right. Is it this? Yeah, basically I was just watching the first few minutes of like what's it called? Can't Catch Me Now? Something like that. By Olivia Rodrigo from The Hunger Games, the Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. I watched a tutorial for that, and this is just the intro. You can actually hear that though, because every time I'm on the phone with Lauren, she says she can't hear my guitar even if I put it right beside the speaker and I strum it as loud as I possibly can. So I don't know if she's just messing with me or if like there's something wrong with my speakers, but you know, it's fine. But I also know the chords. I'm not singing, but yeah, I did sing actually on my YouTube channel. If you guys want me to upload that video, me and my two other friends made a cover of Riptide. I know some of you guys can watch the YouTube channel and some of you cannot, but we did a cover of Riptide with me playing the ukulele and then Liliana, Sophia, and me singing. They might be on my podcast one day, but for now, they're just on my YouTube channel. The short that actually blew up over 5,000 views, they're in it. We made 3 super absolutely hilarious, amazing shorts. So, yeah, you should go check that out. But yes, I got a new bullet journal from my dad's work, had like a kids gift exchange thing. And basically, let's see. There's like some guy my age there, I don't know. Didn't talk to him, and my parents got a gift for him in my name, so I don't even know what he got, but yeah. And then there was another girl of my age who got me my gift. My dad said I like writing and journaling and stuff like that, which is perfect. And she got me a whole bullet journal set and a journaling thing, and I think that's really cool, and it was really nice. I didn't get to talk to her, because she was busy with the kids all night, but I did smile at her, I think. It's like, hopefully, everything that I meant to say was shown in that smile. But, you know, if not, oh well. But if you want me to show you the bullet journal and what I have so far, I can't. Oh my gosh, let me grab my pen. I have a whole YouTube goals thing for 2024, and it's basically, how do I explain this? Like, bars that I fill in whenever I reach the goals. So my goals are like 3,000 subs, 10,000 watch hours possibly. And for views, I didn't know what to put there, so I went up to like 500,000, but I have a feeling that's not gonna happen. But I can go ahead and mark that I've gotten 100 subs. And how many watch hours do I have? Yeah, just randomly remembering to do things while I'm recording, so sorry. But, you know, that's just me. 139 watch hours, so I go this much. And then I have that many views. Okay. Awesome. I do need to keep working on this, though, before January. Can you believe that? So, for some of you, you probably won't see this. If you live in England, is tomorrow Christmas something for you? I feel like, let me see. London, 9:23. And they're plus 6 hours, so it's like Christmas Eve for them. Is that right? I don't know, guys. But basically, you guys have Christmas earlier than we do, and I cannot believe that tomorrow is Christmas Eve. That is wild. No, it's not Christmas Eve for them. What? A lot of you guys are like, I can't believe Christmas is tomorrow. And now my head is spinning. 2 days until Christmas. OMG, Christmas is tomorrow. Tomorrow is Christmas. Also, to the person that said, tomorrow is Christmas and I'm in the hospital, I am so sorry. I hope you're okay. Someone asked, did Lauren take down her face reveal? And I responded in the comments, but sometimes people don't see that. Yes, she did. She had to take down her videos for personal reasons. Someone else asked me a question. I know they did. I have to find it. Also, the person that said, I have a fever, why do I always get sick before Christmas? Yeah, I was sick, like, super sick last Christmas. It was terrible. It was so bad. And everyone who says, like, I love you in, like, the comments, I love you too. You guys are awesome. P.S., what was the movie you saw? The movie I saw was The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, so yeah. I'm probably going to do a Q&A on my YouTube channel. So if you have YouTube, go over there, and whenever I post the video asking for, like, questions, go comment some questions, because that'll be fun. I feel like that's all that people ask me. I never can remember to reply to all of the questions I get, and I feel really bad. But then, someone said, an episode I did on Lauren's podcast forever ago where I recommended the book Glitch, they tried it and it's now one of their favorite books. I'm so glad. I have that on my shelf back there, probably collecting dust because I haven't read it in a while, but I'm trying to get my sister to read it. All she reads right now is Warrior Cats. I'll have to have her on my podcast to talk about warriors, because, you know, I used to have an obsession with that, and now, no. Don't tell her, but I'm giving her all my Warrior Cats books for Christmas. I've been struggling. Whenever she first got into it, I was like, you can read them, but I have an emotional attachment to those books. You can't keep them. But I'm gonna, like, stack them all up under the tree and put a bow on them, maybe, and say, here you go. She is getting the first two series, like, new for Christmas. And she will always have to let me read them if I ever get, like, a bout of nostalgia and, like, I have to read them. But, you know, I will be right back. I'm gonna go tell them to be quiet. Okay, I don't think they're actually gonna listen, but, you know, it's fine. So Tubbo is 20. He turned 20 today, and I have not been watching Tubbo's streams in a long time. Last one I watched, I think, was whenever he was in Tommy's Gingerbread House stream. That was fun. I watched most of that with my friends. That was great. That was really funny. But yeah, I cannot believe that he's 20. Him and Tommy, they act like little kids. It's hard. Let's see. Oh, my grandma texted me. Yes, they fit. And I love them. Basically, my grandma got me some stuff. She found, I think they're used. I don't really know. But the tag is worn off on the shirt, but I think it's Lululemon. Seems like good quality. And then some Uggs. The Uggs are so cute, man. If I make like a thumbnail, I will put the Uggs in the thumbnail. I took a picture of like my shoes. Let me see if it's okay for like a thumbnail. It's super blurry, but I was doing that on purpose, so you know, it's fine. Yeah. And yeah. She was just asking if they fit, and they do. My Uggs, I've been wearing them all day for the past 2 days. So I have like, I have some brown ones that are fuzzy, and I wore those like forever, and then I got these early to see if they fit. They're like, I don't even know what color, like a grayish but purplish color, and they've got fur on the inside, and they're like, they're super small, but they fit perfectly. Like, I don't know, I feel like, let me check, let me see what size the other ones are. Does it even say what size these are? Let me see. So these ones are a size 7. But they seem super small, but they fit perfectly with extra room. And then these, my old ones that I've had for like 2 or 3 years, are also a size 7. Never mind. They're both the same size. The purplish ones just, they have like a different, they're a different shoe shape, I guess, so they look smaller. I have small feet, okay? Yeah. But now I have 2 pairs of Uggs. And I'm happy. Yeah. I went shopping for my mom today. And yeah, we've been doing lots of Christmas shopping and stuff. For Lauren, go away. Go away. If you're listening to this, go away now. But anyway, I got Lauren a reversible Squishmallow that is, on like one side of it, it's a strawberry, and on the other one, it's like strawberry milk tea or whatever, like boba. I'm not sure. It might just be like strawberry milk, but you know, whatever. And then I got her a, I'm blanking. I got her some fuzzy socks because she likes those. And I got her a gift set with some lotion, and it came with like a little candle too. But yeah, I just got her that. And for all my other friends that are here in Texas, I couldn't buy all of them like actual gifts this year because I'm completely broke. My mom paid me, like, I had already put together all my other friends' gifts, and then my mom paid me $20 for like babysitting 5 minutes before we left to go to the store to get Lauren something. And so I just spent that money on her gift at TJ Maxx because TJ Maxx is amazing. But I just got my other friends some candy and some German candy too. Oh yeah, and I threw some German candy in Lauren's gift too, because our friends send us little care packages from Germany. I will never stop missing like the German candy. It's so good. And yeah, just some like Sour Patch Kids and German candy. But yeah. What else do I talk about now? Oh, right. I know what she's getting me, because, so, we've been friends for, like, 8 years now, and so we always get each other, like, gifts, like, really, like, not just, like, candy or whatever, or, like, a happy birthday. We get each other gifts, like, gifts on our birthdays and on Christmas. So, she sort of tells me every, like, what she's getting me every single year for both of them. I don't tell her what I'm getting her, but she always tells me. So, she's getting me, like, I know she's getting me a pack of, like, these neutral, like, earth tones fuzzy socks, and they look so cute. And then, I don't know how to explain this. It's like a phone holder to put on the end of your guitar, like, the top of your guitar, where, like, the tuning stuff is, you know? So you can, like, have it there to show you the chords and everything. And, or maybe even to record. I don't know. Oh, I have more texts. I haven't stopped wearing the stuff since she gave it to me. Okay, anyway. Yeah. I'm excited. I'm really excited. She's just sending me hers, like, through Amazon, just, like, ordering them and sending them straight to my house, I think. And I always buy my stuff in an actual store and then package it up and all cutely and stuff. But, yeah, her family's all sick right now. I feel really bad for them. Like, it sucks. But, yeah, the day after Christmas, I'm going to Alabama and I'm staying one day with my grandma Kim, who lives in Alabama now. She lived in Florida like till I moved, and then like a year after that she went to go work in Alabama, so she lives there now. And so we're staying a day with her, doing our Christmas with her and everything. Then we're going to our other grandparents in Alabama, and we're staying there for like a week. And we're all the family we have in Alabama goes to our creek, like the cabin there on the creek, and we do like the grown-ups, the adults do white elephant, and the kids each get like gifts from all the like family and stuff. So like my aunts, my uncles, my great aunts, my great uncles, all that, you know. Everyone's there and it's super fun. But yeah, I don't have any cousins yet, but I will have a cousin soon because my aunt is pregnant, which is crazy. Hi, if you're actually listening to this, which I know you used to, I'm not sure. I am so excited. Anyway. What else has been happening lately? I made friends. I mean, that's already obvious if you watched the vlog I posted on here. Sophia, Liliana, Clara. Hi, Clara. I know that she listens to my podcast sometimes. Yeah. And Alasia. Yeah. You guys now know what you're getting for Christmas. Just, you already know I'm getting you candy anyway. I need to tighten this. This is bothering me. Nope, never mind, I can't. Oh yeah, and on Christmas Day, I'm going to my friend Liliana's house. Yeah, I'm excited. And I get to see them all tomorrow. Christmas Eve, woo. Because of church. But we don't have Sunday school, because, yeah. Can't think of what to talk about. I have not been in the mood, like the Christmassy mood. It does not feel like Christmas. Christmas music, Christmas movies, they don't like hit right, you know? I've just been like, I don't want to watch the Christmas movies or listen to the Christmas music because it's so repetitive. I don't know. I feel like really weird about it. It does not feel like Christmas. And literally tomorrow is Christmas Eve and it does not feel like Christmas. Normally I have like trouble sleeping the few nights before Christmas because, you know, like almost Christmas, presents, all that jazz. Never mind, not important. We got Bromley so many things, and, you know, she's not in here. Lola's in here. We got Lola stuff, too, but Lola's asleep.
Yeah, you're asleep, right?
Yeah, she's asleep. She's deep. She's in a deep sleep, so she won't know. She won't know. We got Bromley new harness, new toys, new leash, and everything. She has as many gifts under the tree as us kids do. So, yeah. And they both have their own stockings, too. They both do. And they're always filled with stuff. And my mom, and this is just as exciting for me as it is for Lola, we got her a little cat bed. And it's one of the domed ones. And it has a tail. The cat bed has a tail. And it's super fluffy on the inside. And it's going to go in my room. So I'm going to have a cat bed for Lola. Because before Bromley destroyed it, she had a dog bed, and Lola, whenever Bromley was in her, like, kennel at night, Lola would always sleep in the dog bed, and then Bromley destroyed it, so we had to get rid of that. But normally she just lays on my bed, like, she's just sleeping in my bed right now. But I'm gonna go grab her, and she's gonna start screaming at the microphone, because she hates being picked up, and then after I stop terrorizing her, which I am not actually, one second. My grandma texted me again. silence. Anyway, I'm not actually terrorizing her. She just doesn't like being picked up.
Understandable. Hey, Lola, forgive me, please, okay? Hi, baby. Hello. Yes, I know. You're okay. Oh, shh. I know. Here, just say hi. Say hi, baby. Say hi. No, you're not gonna make any noise this time? You're so cute. We're gonna go through my Christmas list next. All the stuff I asked for, and I'm gonna say like how likely it is that I actually got it. Hey, no, stay. Sleep here. I give you pets. I'll pet you. You know you love me. You know you love me. She is despised. She despises Bromley. Absolutely hates her. If Bromley gets close at all to just sniff her even, and I will say, Bromley does terrorize her a bit. She's bitten her a couple times. Just playfully. But Lola never hisses. She does not hiss. She does not, like, claw at us. She doesn't have claws in her front paws. But, you know, you get the picture. You get the idea. She's the sweetest, most chill cat ever. Like, maybe only time she would ever hiss at us was not even at us. It was just at other cats. Or, like, the vet. I don't know, because she's stressed out. She hisses at Bromley, like, crazy. It's wild. Anyway, yeah, she hates that. But let me find my Christmas list. Here it is. So my first thing was absolutely never gonna happen. It was a camera for vlogging and other equipment that costs like $800. That was not gonna happen, but I had it on there anyway, because you never know. You never know. Then a Blue Yeti mic, and the stand equipment is for, like, streaming, but I was like, you never know. Like, I could have it now and then use it in the future if I ever stream. But, yeah, the mic, I know I'm getting the mic because, like, I'm either getting it from my grandparents or from my parents, because pretty much easiest thing you could give me is the mic, and it's not that expensive. But, yeah. Heartless, because I don't own it, and I went through a phase where I was obsessed with that. Super great book, you should read it. But I asked for like the nice hardback copy. Dr. Martin's boots, not gonna happen. My mom, there's no way she would get me those. Maybe from my grandparents, I'm not sure. Messenger bag, pretty sure that's an easy one to get me. I know she's getting my sister a messenger bag, so yeah, I just want one of those green ones to put pins on. Drunk elephant stuff, you know, I don't need this, but it is really nice stuff. And I'm not a 10-year-old obsessed with, like, TikTok trends. I don't know. So, maybe guitar equipment. I know I'm getting that. And a tripod. Probably not. But I do know that one of my siblings is getting me Untitled Goose Game, because they didn't know what to get me. So, I just was like, just get me this. And I threw it in the cart. And my mom told them that I had no clue I was getting it. So, yeah. The only reason I want it is because Tommy and Molly played it on stream a while ago, like a few days ago, I don't know. And it looked really cute. It looked super calming. And I know my mom would like that type of game, so yeah. One second. I have my Dr. Pepper from Chick-fil-A today. I actually saw Sophia's brother and Liliana's brother at Chick-fil-A, because Sophia lives near the Chick-fil-A we were at, like literally just a minute away, just in the neighborhood behind it. And I saw them today, and my brother went over to talk to them, and I was like, wow, we actually, and then we saw Liliana's mom and her Liliana's little brother, and I was like, wow, we know people now, we have friends, we see people and, like, say hi to them whenever we see them out in public, like, it's been forever since we could do that. It's wild. It's so wild. Yeah. I guess I don't really have much else to talk about. Life has been pretty chill lately. Been watching lots of YouTube and stuff. You know me. Just gonna check my comments really quick. I do that like a bazillion times a day. Let's see. Let's go to my screen time and see how many times that's the first thing. My daily average is just 4 hours and 30 minutes, which I am pretty proud of that. Let's see, pickups. Today, 102 pickups. Bro! But let's see the average. For the first used after pickups, 67 times this week. So, you know, I'm just like, has someone commented? Has someone done this or whatever? And for YouTube, the YouTube app, it's like the YouTube Studio app. It's 67, the exact same. I'm getting close there. I will stop doing that. Anyway. Yeah, I guess I'm going to go because I don't have much to talk about. And yeah, hope you enjoyed this. This is just kind of eh, but yeah. Bye. More content coming soon, eventually, and all that stuff. Yeah, okay. See ya.